to the Halloween haunts. Come in for your heinous history and traditions, as well as poems and stories to make your skin crawl. Now, here's the fantastic freak of fall, the Halloween Haunter.
Let's face it, you know it's coming for you. You don't know when, and you don't really know what he, she, or it looks like. Admit it, you hope he or she is cute, don't you? I'm talking about Death, or the Grim Reaper, that visitor that everyone, well, almost everyone, will have to host sooner or later. As soon as people figured out that they would die, they began to try to deal with it. Looking at how death is personified by different cultures will reveal a lot about the culture. Or will it reveal what death will actually be like? You be the judge. In ancient Greece, death was male, life was female, so death was a dude. Maybe a man with wings and a beard, maybe a young boy, but generally named Thanatos. He was the twin brother of the god of sleep, and he was considered to be a nice guy.
Hi there, nice to see you.
He would take the newly dead to Hades and turn them over to the ferryman, who was sometimes portrayed as the Grim Reaper we know is, with the black robe and skeleton. If the ferryman wasn't paid, the soul might be left on the riverbank for 100 years.
Hey, where are you going?
Bummer. Oddly, although death was male, the spirits of violent death were some sisters, and they were scary looking, with fangs and talons and blood all over their clothes. The Hindu called death Yama or Yamraj, or the Lord of Death. In one version, he rides a big black buffalo and carries a lasso to grab the soul and bring it to his place. You'd think American cowboys would have picked that one up. He actually decides where the soul is going in its next life. Better be nice to him.
Can I get you a Snickers?
The Old Testament of the Bible calls the fourth horseman of the apocalypse Death, and there are references to the Angel of the Lord or Angel of Death. The New Testament version is often considered to be more metaphorical, but of course there are arguments about that. While death is often portrayed as evil or at least really scary in some religions, Islam sees it as a celebration. Even though Azrael, the angel of death, has a frightening description of two eyes in front of his head and two eyes in the back. Some think the picture of death we have, of the skeleton wearing the robe, came out of the plague of the Middle Ages in Europe. Millions and millions of people died in the first outbreak, and millions more for hundreds of years after during epidemics. As you can imagine, folks were not in a great mood, and much art was created that personified our view of death. The sky, he holds, was to cut down the crowds of people that were dying at that time. The idea of the Dance of Death, the Dance Macabre, came during this time, where death could tempt people to cross over. I imagine, given the grave circumstances, some took them up on it. Well, that's fun, but death isn't all bones and cloaks, and even when he is, it isn't always sad. I enjoy the animated Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, where the Grim Reaper is enslaved by two children who beat him in a game of limbo and have to hang out with them. It's very cute. He's also Peter's friend on the Family Guy cartoon. Charles Dickens made his Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come look like the Grim Reaper, didn't he? We see death as a regular guy in many works of fiction, including episodes of The Twilight Zone and the movie Meet Joe Black, itself a remake of a 1934 film, Death Takes a Holiday. The Showtime series, Dead Like Me, portrayed a couple of Reapers who resided in Seattle, Washington. There was a television show called Reaper, but he actually returned the souls who escaped hell, so that's a little different. Many people enjoy Neil Gaiman's creation for the comic book series Sandman. Her name was simply Death, and she was very cute, and very goth fashionable for whatever time she was collecting souls. I think she's a little too nice, personally. If you listened hoping to learn more about the heavy metal band The Grim Reaper, I'm sorry, you'll just have to be satisfied with a quick mention. Also, Blue Oyster Cult had a fun ditty called Don't Fear the Reaper, which was controversial because it supposedly dealt with suicide. They say, however, it's just about that it's going to happen. You can't prevent it, so you'd better deal with it. Kind of like this episode of the Halloween Haunt. You can find more information on death and many other ghastly topics at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.